All right, so everyone wants to be productive, right? Especially in software engineering. And it feels like we're always stuck using the same old metrics, lines of code or tickets closed, that kind of thing.
Yeah, stuff that doesn't really paint the whole picture.
Right, exactly. So luckily there's this thing called the SPACE framework, and it's kind of like a map, you know, to guide us toward a more, I guess, nuanced and effective way of measuring what actually matters.
Yeah, it's like finally having the right compass to figure out this really complex landscape of software productivity. And SPACE was developed by experts from some pretty big names like GitHub, Microsoft, and the University of Victoria. And they all recognized that the way we usually measure engineering productivity just completely misses the mark.
Okay, I'm interested. What makes space so different?
Well, it's not about just churning out code as fast as possible. SPACE is multidimensional. It considers five key areas: satisfaction and well-being, performance, activity, communication and collaboration, and efficiency and flow.
Five areas. Wow. Okay, so that's a lot to unpack. Let's dive in. First up, satisfaction and well-being. I have a feeling this is more than just free snacks in the break room.
Definitely. You know, when you feel valued and supported at work, and you have a healthy work-life balance,
Yeah.
you're just naturally more engaged and motivated, right? And all of that translates to better performance and a more positive work environment for everyone. It's like that old saying, happy engineers write better code.
Makes sense. But how do we measure something like happiness? I mean, it doesn't feel quantifiable.
Yeah, it's tricky. But there are a few ways. Employee surveys, for one, are a great starting point to kind of gauge overall satisfaction and work-life balance. And also, just keep an eye on your team's retention rates. If there's high turnover, well, that could be a red flag that something's not quite right in the well-being department. You know, think about how much knowledge is lost when an experienced engineer leaves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's way more than just finding a replacement. Okay, so what about performance? How does space redefine that?
It's about shifting the focus from effort to outcomes. You can be busy all day long, but if you're not delivering value, are you really being productive? It's like running a race, right? It's not about how many miles you run, but whether you actually cross the finish line first.
Yeah, I love that. So instead of just counting lines of code, we should be looking at things like customer satisfaction with the software and how often new features are shipped.
Exactly. Or even the number of bugs that keep popping up.
Yeah, those are things that actually matter,
Right. Those metrics tell you about the impact of the work.
which ultimately is what matters most.
Totally.
Okay, next up we have activity. This one seems a bit tricky to me. I mean, on the surface, it feels like, you know, more activity equals more productivity, right?
Yeah, it seems that way.
But I have a feeling it's not that simple.
You're right, it's not. Activity metrics like the number of commits or code reviews or tickets closed, yeah, those can be helpful, but they have to be interpreted carefully. Focusing only on activity can be, well, seriously misleading. Imagine a team that's constantly fixing bugs, but in, a poorly designed system. They're going to have really high activity numbers.
Sure, but they're not actually doing anything.
Yeah, but their overall productivity might actually be pretty low because they're just stuck in this reactive cycle.
Oh, so we could actually be super busy but be doing the wrong things, and
Exactly.
that could actually be hurting the overall progress.
Yeah, and it's like running on a treadmill. You're expending all this energy, but you're not getting anywhere.
I like that. That's a good analogy.
It's crucial to look at these activity metrics, like in context with everything else, alongside the other space dimensions. That's the only way to get an accurate picture of what's really going on.
So it's all about the bigger picture. Okay, on to communication and collaboration. I feel like this is super important today, you know, with all the remote work going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Modern software development is like a team sport. It's all about these interconnected systems and having to solve problems together. Think about all the tools that we use now: Slack, Jira, video calls, all that. Smooth communication and efficient collaboration, those are essential for keeping projects on track, and avoiding those bottlenecks.
This raises a good question for me, though. How do you actually measure something like collaboration?
Well, we can look at things like how quickly teams are responding to each other. Are their meetings efficient and productive? And how effectively are they using those tools? It's not enough to just have them, it's about how you use them.
Right, so it's more about the culture.
Yeah, you want to create a culture where information flows freely, and teams can work together seamlessly, whether they're in the same room or across different time zones.
I see, so that makes sense. Okay, let's move on to efficiency and flow. I'm sure you've noticed this. When you're in the zone, you know, completely focused without interruptions, You just get so much more done.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what we call that flow state.
Right, exactly. And when I can really dive deep into a task like that and get into that flow state, I feel incredibly productive. But the tiniest distraction, it just derails me. It's like when you're coding and you're in a groove and then bam, someone taps you on the shoulder.
Yeah, I hate this.
Some urgent question.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge, right? Frequent context switching, unclear priorities, constant interruptions, they can all significantly hinder productivity. And that's where measuring things like cycle time. So how long it takes to complete a task from start to finish.
Okay.
And lead time, the time from, you know, request to delivery, that becomes crucial.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like measuring how long it takes for our code to go from an idea to being in the hands of users. And the faster that journey, the more efficient we are.
Exactly. And by understanding all five of these dimensions of space, satisfaction, performance, activity, communication and collaboration, and efficiency and flow, we get a much richer and more accurate picture of true engineering productivity.
I like it. So we've seen how space helps us measure all these different, you know, individual aspects, but why does this whole framework matter? What's the big picture here?
Well, what's fascinating is that space moves us away from those, I guess those overly simplistic and potentially harmful productivity measures, the ones that can lead to burnout or a focus on quantity over quality.
That's interesting. But how do we make sure that space doesn't just turn into another set of metrics that people try to game?
That's a great question, and it's definitely something to watch out for. The key is to use space as a tool for understanding and improvement, you know, not for judgment or micromanagement.
Right. So it's really all about intent. If we use it thoughtfully, it can be a powerful tool to actually build a better work environment, not just measure it. But where do we even begin? How do we actually put space into practice?
Well, the first step is to select the right metrics for your team. It's not about just copying and pasting some generic list you found online. You have to actually choose data that makes sense. You need a mix of qualitative and quantitative data that reflects how your team works. And you also have to consider your organization's overall goals.
So it's about tailoring it to our unique situation, not trying to force ourselves into a predefined box. What are some examples of metrics we might use?
Okay, so for satisfaction and well-being, you might use employee surveys, like we talked about, to measure things like happiness and work-life balance. And for performance, you could track things like customer satisfaction scores or the frequency of successful deployments and even how fast you're resolving those critical bugs.
I see. And then for activity, we could look at the number of commits or pull requests. But we always have to keep in mind that those need to be considered alongside all the other dimensions.
Exactly. And for communication and collaboration, we might look at how effectively the teams are using their tools. Like, are they using Slack or Jira effectively? Are they communicating clearly, responding to each other quickly? Are they actually using those channels to resolve issues?
Right. So it's about more than just having the tools. It's about using them well.
Exactly.
Okay. And then for efficiency and flow, we could measure things like cycle time and lead time, right? Mm-hmm. Or even track how often engineers are interrupted when they're working.
Yeah. You got to figure out where the bottlenecks are, those things that are blocking progress and disrupting that flow state.
Right. Like dams in a river.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So once you have all your metrics in place, you need to start monitoring them regularly. And look for trends. Are things getting better, staying the same, or getting worse? Where are things going well, and where are there problems?
So we're not just collecting data for the sake of collecting data.
Right. You need to look for insights.
That can help us make improvements.
Exactly. The goal is to identify any bottlenecks, roadblocks,
yeah,
or really any areas where the team might be struggling. For example, if you see employee satisfaction scores going down, well, that could be a sign that something needs to change, like maybe the workload's too high, or there's not enough work-life balance, or maybe there are problems with how the team works together.
Or if cycle times are increasing, it could mean there are inefficiencies in the workflow, like maybe tasks aren't clearly defined, or engineers are being interrupted too much.
Yeah, all of those can slow down progress. And this is where the real power of space comes in. You can use those insights to make better decisions and implement real changes.
So it's not enough to just measure. We have to act on what we learn.
Exactly.
If we see a problem, we use the framework to figure out the root cause and then come up with solutions. But I imagine there are some potential pitfalls to watch out for.
Oh, definitely. One of the biggest challenges is over-measuring or even misinterpreting the data. It's really easy to fall into the trap of tracking vanity metrics,
yeah,
things that look good but don't actually tell you anything meaningful, Or you can get so caught up in the data itself
Yeah.
that you never actually do anything with it.
Right. It's like we could end up with tons of data, but no direction.
Right.
And then there's also the risk of, you know, using the data to micromanage people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or put too much pressure on them.
You don't want to do that.
That would probably backfire.
Yeah, you'd create a culture of fear and anxiety. That's not good. The goal of space is to empower teams, not to watch over them.
So it's about using this framework thoughtfully, focusing on the insights that can lead to action, and always remembering that data is there to help us get better, not to punish people. But I imagine some of these dimensions, like satisfaction or collaboration, are harder to measure than others.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're dealing with subjective experiences, people's feelings about things, which aren't as straightforward to measure as, say, lines of code.
So how do we balance the need for data with, you know, the human element of software engineering?
Well, you have to use a mix of qualitative and quantitative data. So you might get quantitative data from tools and systems, but then you have to supplement that with qualitative data from surveys, interviews, and observations.
So we need to listen to our engineers just as much as we track what they're doing.
Yes, exactly.
We have to understand their experiences to really get a complete picture of how the team is functioning.
It's all about continuous learning and improvement. You need to regularly review your metrics, adjust your approach, and adapt to the changing needs of your team and organization.
So it's not just set it and forget it?
Nope, it's a dynamic framework.
That makes sense. Space is about embracing the dynamic and human aspects of software engineering, not trying to turn it into some rigid set of rules.
Exactly, it's about finding that balance where the team is performing well and delivering value, but they're also feeling good, happy, engaged, and fulfilled. And that takes work. It's an ongoing process.
And that brings us to a really important question. What does all of this mean for our listener, you know, the person who's listening to this and who's probably thinking, okay, how do I actually apply all this stuff? What are the key takeaways here?
I think the biggest takeaway is that true productivity isn't about how fast you can code or how many points you can rack up. It's about, you know, actually delivering value, working well together as a team, and building a culture where everyone feels good, a culture of well-being and continuous improvement.
Yeah, it's about remembering that software engineering is a human thing. We're not robots. We have emotions, we need balance, and we need a work environment that supports us. So it sounds like space gives us a way to understand and measure those human elements.
Exactly. It helps us measure what actually matters, not just what's easy to count. And that helps us build healthier teams, teams that are more sustainable and ultimately more successful.
I can see how that would be empowering. It gives us a new way to talk about productivity.
Yeah.
We can move beyond those old metrics that just lead to burnout and that focus on quantity over quality.
Right. It lets us ask better questions. Instead of asking, how many lines of code did you write today? We can ask, how satisfied are you with your work? Or do you feel supported?
Yeah, those are good questions. They get to the heart of what really matters.
They do.
They create space for more open and honest conversations about how to improve the way we work together and how to create a better work environment.
Exactly. Think about it. If you're always pushing engineers to work longer hours and you don't care about their well-being, you might see a little boost in output at first.
But then what?
But in the long run, you're just going to see burnout. The quality of the work is going to go down. And you'll probably end up with lower overall productivity.
It's like trying to get a plant to grow faster by overwatering it.
Right.
Eventually, you just ground it. Space seems to be more holistic.
It is.
It recognizes that all these different dimensions are connected.
Exactly. It's about shifting our mindset. Instead of just focusing on output, we need to think about well-being and collaboration and long-term value.
And that benefits everyone.
It does.
Engineers, teams, and the people who use the software we build.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up, I want to leave our listener with a challenge. Think about your own work environment. How do you measure productivity right now? What could you do differently to create a more balanced approach?
Yeah, think about how you could apply the space framework to your team, to your projects, even to your own work habits. What metrics would be helpful for you to track? What changes could you make to improve satisfaction, performance, collaboration, efficiency, and flow? Remember, true productivity is not a destination, it's a journey.
It's about constantly learning and improving.
And by understanding these five dimensions of space, satisfaction, performance, activity, communication, collaboration, and efficiency and flow, you have the tools you need to start that journey and to build a better, more fulfilling work experience. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into software engineering productivity.